From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate voted today against a bill that would have established new tough regulations to control the gases that contribute to global warming. The vote followed 5 hours of debate that revealed some extreme differences of opinion. One senator said global warming is simply a hoax. Proponents of the bill say the 55-43 vote was closer than they expected. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Climate change is a tough issue to address because it means cutting back on carbon dioxide, which flows from every tailpipe, chimney, and smokestack. That ultimately means cutting way back on fossil fuels. Senator John McCain, a Republican of Arizona, and Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut put forward a bill that would take the first small step in that direction. It would put a limit on total emissions of gases from power plants and large emitters. Companies that come in under their limit could sell that right to others who need to emit more. This scheme is called cap and trade. In today's debate, Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington State, noted that the strategy has been in use for more than a decade to control sulfur dioxide, a cause of acid rain.
As the acid rain program proved, the cap and trade system works well. There were naysayers in 1990. They were proven wrong. There are naysayers now, and we need to prove them wrong again.
The naysayers today question the science of global warming and raise the specter of huge economic costs. George Voinovich, a Republican of Ohio, asserted that it would hurt the poor and industry in his state.
The bill is opposed by a large number of stakeholders, including the Chemistry Council, the Farm Bureau, the American Healthcare Association, the Highway Users Alliance, Iron and Steel Institute, corn growers, wheat growers. It just goes on and on of the list of people that are opposed to this legislation.
The senator leading the opposition, Republican James Inhofe of Oklahoma, said global warming is simply a hoax. And he argued that if the United States acts and developing nations don't, that would put this nation at a big disadvantage.
Those countries are sitting back with their fingers crossed, hoping that this passes, because this would be the biggest jobs bill for Mexico and India and the other countries, developing nations, that we could pass.
He also said the proposal by itself would not have an appreciable effect on the Earth's climate. There is no official cost estimate of this bill, but McCain said a study by MIT found it would potentially cost the average American family $20 a year.
This is a very minimal proposal, one that is a first step. I agree with the senator from Oklahoma because it doesn't begin to comprehensively address the problem, but we've got to start somewhere.
McCain and other supporters of the bill assumed all along that they wouldn't have the votes to win this debate, but the strong showing came as a pleasant surprise to them. Eileen Clawson, president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change, said she was expecting maybe 35 yes votes.
But to get 43 votes and to get votes from senators who are in states that are difficult to deal with this issue was much more than I expected.
Yes votes came from the automaking state of Michigan and from senators from coal-dependent states like Indiana and West Virginia. McCain and Lieberman called the vote a moral victory and vowed to bring the bill back as many times as it takes. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.